Welcome, everybody. My name's David, and I have the pleasure of introducing Stefan Bortsmeyer, who will be speaking next on observations of a DNSSEC incident, the Russian TLD.
Hello, everyone. I work for AFNIC, which is a .fr domain name registry, so I know one or two things about the DNS. So time to see first the problem. So the lightning talk appeared quite recently in the schedule because everything happened on Tuesday this week. So many users noticed a problem. A lot of sites, services under the .ru TLD. TLD is top level domain. .ru is for Russia. And there were many problems. Many people reported this as, I cannot reach Yandex, or I cannot reach VKontakte or other service. But actually, it was a very general problem with .ru. Everything with a name under .ru was down, it seemed. But still, some people said, okay, it still works, or it works for me. You know that on the internet, because the internet has a previous speaker said, the world is not coherent. On the internet, it's perfectly possible that some users say it's down, and others, hey, it works for me. So in that case, there was no apparent reason, for some reason, for some people in Russia, for instance, it worked, some not. Outside of Russia, it was the same thing. And the problem lasted a few hours, 3 to 4 hours, which is a very common duration for an internet incident. Someone told me once that every internet incident is 2 hours of panic on 5 minutes to fix it. So a bit of analysis of the problem now. So I have something terrible to tell you. Don't believe what you read on the web. A lot of bullshit. Many people don't know what they're talking about. They don't rely on facts. In that case, for instance, a lot of things are observable on the internet. Anyone can run a DNS client, can run Traceroute, can try with curl or other software. So it's possible to have data, actual hard data. But yet some people prefer to immediately start writing anything on the social network rather than collecting data. So if we collect data, we can see that the problem was not with one website or the other. So when people said Yandex is down, no, it was not specific to Yandex. But also there was a specific problem. It was about Russia. Many people immediately started to assume that it had something to do with the war, that it was an attack by the Ukrainians or a problem with Russia. Or many people, there is the first problem that many people talk on the social networks without first gathering data. But there is also another problem is that many people reacted to this event not based on facts, but based on whether they were pro-Russian or anti-Russian. So they said it's the fault of Ukraine, CIA, etc., or the opposite, or it's the fault of Putin or Kadyrov or I don't know who. So, for instance, you can find in many articles published about this problem that it was because of Russian censorship, some censorship test that failed. There is no evidence supporting this. True, there is censorship in Russia, but in the case, in the specific case of the incident on Tuesday, there is absolutely zero evidence that it was an attack or zero evidence that it had anything to do with Russian censorship. It was just a technical problem. So to debug this sort of problem, let me spoil immediately, it was a DNSSEC issue. But it was in the title, so you already know it. So the best tool to debug DNSSEC issues, if you don't know it, is DNSViz. Here, DNSViz is one of the few programs that are loved both by hardcore hackers and by managers. Hackers love it because it's technically sound and it produces correct diagnostic. And managers love it because there are pictures. So here you can see the chain of cryptographic keys that were used in .ru. At the top is what is called the key signing key, which is one reference from the DNS root. On the key signing key signs two other keys, which are called the ZSK, the zone signing keys. And one was inactive at this time. It was the old one, which was soon to be retired, but still published because, again, the world is not consistent, which means that different parts of the internet see different things, so you have to keep information in case of. On the new one, the active one, on the right, well, as you see, there is a problem. Red is not because of Russia, it's because of a problem. In that case, invalid signatures for all this type of data. So this was at the heart of the problem. The zone was signed, cryptographically signed, but with invalid signatures. So the issue was at the .ru domain name registry, which is the organization in charge of the top-level domain .ru. Unlike what many people said without any facts, it has nothing to do with the system of resolvers used by the internet access providers in Russia. The problem appeared for everyone. I had the problem at home, for instance, because the source of the problem, the root of the problem was at the .ru domain name registry. Also, this registry, the same organization, is also in charge of two other domains, two other top-level domains, which were unaffected. Again, unlike what you can read in many articles about the problem. So DNSSEC is a technology of security. The goal the idea is to sign cryptographically the DNS data. So the resolver at the other end can check that the data is pristine, is correct, and has not been modified. So that's the idea. So in a way, actually, it was even in the official statement by the domain name registry. In a way, DNSSEC worked because the signatures were invalid, so the resolvers, rightly so, rejected the signature. So you cannot see immediately that the signatures were invalid. You can query DNS with tools like a dig, drill, etc., etc. But of course, unless you can do RSA or ECDSA computations in your head, you will not see that the signature is invalid. You have to trust the software. So why did it work for some people? It's because not all DNS resolvers on the earth validate. I didn't try the resolver used on the FOSDEM network, for instance. I assume it validates. But for instance, many big internet access providers don't bother to validate, which means that if the signatures are incorrect, it doesn't matter because they don't check anyway. Big public DNS resolvers like Google Public DNS validate, and they had the problem. Also at home, I have my own resolver which validates, so I was also unable to see anything under .ru. So, but it can explain why some people said, hey, it works for me. Sure, because every resolver on DNS is decentralized, which means that any resolver on Earth will do its own validation, and some decide that, no, it's broken, so you cannot access it, and some will not validate, so it will work in a way. So the lessons we can take from this incident. One is that DNS is important. I can even say critical. Most activity on the internet starts with the DNS. So not having the DNS for most people is like having no internet. There have been some reports that, for instance, Russia was disconnected from the internet. Bullshit. It was easy to see that if you know the IP address of the server, you could still reach it. But of course, it's not really convenient. You cannot spend the day using ping and trust route with IP addresses. So for most users, it was exactly as if the internet in Russia was down, while it was only a DNS problem. So DNS is critical. That's why the people who work to maintain the DNS should be paid much more, but it's another issue. Also, an important thing about the DNS is that the domain names are organized in a tree with a root, top-level domain like .fr, .be, .ru, and then second-level domains, yandex.ru, etc. And because of this organization in a tree, if you break one node in the tree, everything under it is down as well. So if you break something.com, every name under something.com disappears. And if you break a TLD, a top-level domain, big problem, because you break everything underneath. That's why domain name registries are extremely important. Also, cryptography is hard. We know it. It's hard to do properly. It's hard to debug. Your software has bugs. I'm sorry again to inform you that software has bugs. So it's still a problem today. The internet could be more robust if we could get rid of security measures, because every security technique can turn into denial of service. In the case of .ru, many people said, oh, okay, because DNSSEC was broken and access was then denied, we should get rid of DNSSEC. Okay, it's exactly the same as if you find an expired certificate on an HTTPS website, you decide that checking certificates is a bad idea. It's the same thing for every security technique. If you lock your door when you leave, and if you then lose your keys, you cannot go back to your home. You have a denial of service. And then people lock their doors for good reasons. So it's the same here. It's true that in that case, a problem in a security technique made a denial of service, but it doesn't mean that we should get rid of security. It's a very general problem with every security technique. Also, one important lesson, but you already know that, free software is great. Because in that case, without DNSVs, debugging such problem would be much harder. Of course, we could use tools like Dig, Drill, etc. But typically, they don't make nice reports. And nice reports, it's not just the pleasure of a nice picture. It's also a good summary, and it allows you to see very quickly what was wrong. Some tools like Drill, for instance, I use Drill a lot, and Drill reported also the bad signature, but it reports also many other things, so it can be hard to pinpoint the problem. So DNSVs is really great. It can be used online, but it's also free software, so you can use it on your own machine if you want. Also, during the problem, I used a lot the Wipe Atlas probes. They are small probes with free software in it, of course, that volunteers install all around the world, so you can make distributed measurements. Again, the world is not consistent. You can have things that work in one place and fail in another, so you need also distributed monitoring of the internet, distributed debugging, and this is exactly what Wipe Atlas probes are producing. The software on the probe is free software, but typically you don't mess with it. The server is not, so it's not really free software everywhere, but it's quite open because not only anyone can install a Wipe Atlas probe, but anyone can also ask for measurements from the probes. And they can do everything which is needed to debug DNS and DNSSEC issues. Thank you. I'll be there if you have questions or issues, or you can ask them on the Matrix room as well. Thank you.